public meeting to anyone who is concerned about hospital waiting lists, appointment dates, access to services, be it cancer services, autism services, mental health. Basically, a follow-up to the public meeting we had in Dublin in May there, where we had Thomas Pringle was spoke at it, Roisin Shortall spoke there, and we had a representative from the IMNO there. And this is just a follow-up now to see what progress we've made for different groups and other groups that have come on board.
We know that this is a follow-up not only to the meeting in Dublin, but of course many protests and so on, particularly here in Letterkenny, but right across the county. Are there any other plans as it relates to those protests going forward?
Oh, we will definitely be keeping up the vigils that we've been doing this past 3-4 months. We've had vigils at what was about 16 hospitals over this past 2-3 months. We've had two in Letterkenny, very successfully, with crowds of 40 to 50 people at them. This will be just an ongoing campaign to try and highlight the problem and let people know the real problems that are there. And we've had different groups now coming to us that have realised now we're all getting under the one banner, you know, of a one-tier health system, not the way it is at the moment. If you can't pay, you have to wait 2 or 3 years. It's not on.
And of course, as always, you would be urging people from right across the county to attend this meeting.
Oh, definitely. Everybody's welcome. It's immaterial of your political party, your political views. You know, this affects everyone in the county and affects everyone in Ireland.